Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. Today's Friday, the 12th of July, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The GIFT Nifty is hinting at a positive start for the Nifty this morning. On 11 July, Indian benchmark indices ended marginally lower amid a volatile session. At close, the Sensex was down just 27 points and the Nifty was down just about 9 points. Amid positive global cues, the benchmark started the session on a positive note but erased all the gains in the initial hours, and amid selling pressure, the Nifty went below 24,200. However, it managed to recover all the losses in the second half to close on a flattish note. The BSE mid-cap index rose 0.3% while the small-cap index added 0.6%. Among sectors, realty index was down 1.5% and pharma index fell over 0.5%, while media and oil and gas were up 1% each. Since the Nifty closed moderately lower but managed to hold on to the 24,300 mark for the sixth consecutive session, experts feel that 24,300 will act as an immediate support for further downside towards the 24,200 to 24,100 zone. On the other hand, 24,500 is being seen as a key hurdle on the higher side. When it comes to fund flows, foreign investors turned net sellers in the cash market, while domestic investors were net buyers. In terms of market strategy, analysts advise booking profits at higher levels and avoiding aggressive longs ahead of the union budget. The big cue and the sector to watch today will be the IT pack, as Street will react to the strong first quarter numbers from TCS. Shifting focus to global cues, on Wall Street, key indices broke their 7-day winning streak and suffered their worst day since the 30th of April. Investors rotated out of mega cap tech winners, pushing Nvidia lower by 5.6% and Meta down by over 4%. The Dow was the outperformer among the three major averages to end in the positive zone. On a weekly basis, the Dow is also beating the other two major averages, up nearly 1%. Investors' move out of tech stocks on Thursday was spurred by a consumer price index report that showed a 0.1% monthly decline in June. The 12-month rate of inflation also slowed to 3% from 3.3% and matched the lowest level since April 2021. That's below consensus expectations and marked another downside surprise after May, raising the odds of a September rate cut. Traders will be looking towards June's producer price index that is due later today. The dollar dropped to as low as 157.4 and the 10-year Treasury yield fell 7.4 basis points to 4.2% after the US consumer inflation data. Asian markets are off to a weak start with declines being led by the Japanese market. The Nikkei edged lower as the yen also suddenly strengthened against the dollar amid a suspected intervention from the country's finance ministry. In the commodities market, crude oil futures edged higher and gold reclaimed the $2,400 level amid easing inflation in the United States. Let's now turn our attention to all the stocks that will be in focus today. All eyes will be on TCS after it delivered an impressive performance in the first quarter. Net profit declined 3.2% versus estimate of 3.5% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, and thus fared better than what Street was anticipating. Dollar revenue grew 2.7%, while constant currency revenue grew 2.2% sequentially. Margins came in at 24.7%, in line with estimates, despite wage hikes during the quarter. The company reported total contract value of $8.3 billion in Q1, which has declined both on a YOY and sequential basis. In Q4, TCS had witnessed record-high quarterly order book of $13.2 billion. Geographically, demand was led by Indian market, which grew 61.8% on a YOY basis in constant currency terms. The management has said that all the verticals have returned to growth on a sequential basis and reiterated that financial year 2025 will be better than 2024. Post a good quarterly show, Jefferies has upgraded TCS to buy with a target price of 4,615 rupees per share. Meanwhile, UBS has maintained that another quarter of outperformance could lead to a re-rating for the stock. Besides TCS, HCL Tech will also be in focus as it reports results after market hours today. The IT firm is bracing for a decline in its revenue for Q1 FY25, primarily due to the passback of annual productivity gains and the offshoring of a significant deal. According to an average of 10 estimates compiled by Money Control, the company's revenue is projected to fall 1% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. The decline in revenue is seen adversely impacting the net profit and EBIT margin of the IT major. EBIT margin is projected to be 17.2% for the June quarter, showing a decline of 40 basis points sequentially. Watch out for Anand Rathi Wealth as it reported a 38% jump in net profit for the first quarter. Revenues jumped nearly 36%, but EBITDA margin narrowed to 41.3% from 41.9%. Assets under management was up 59% on a YOY basis, while mutual fund revenue increased by 70% on a year-on-year basis. The number of active client families in private wealth business increased by 19%. The management has said that the company has the potential to grow 20-25% in the long term. GTPL Hathaway reported a 74% slump in its profit for the first quarter. The company's revenue was up 9%, while EBITDA margin narrowed by 200 basis points to 13.4% from 15.4%. Its subscription revenue was up 7%, and digital cable TV active subscribers rose 6% compared to last year. Lastly, Adani Wilmar will be in focus as it will acquire 67% stake in Omkar Chemical, a specialty chemicals company. The enterprise value for the acquisition is a little over 56 crore rupees and is likely to be completed in the next 3 to 4 months. On that note, let's move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have Gaurang Shah of Geojit Financial Services, who shares his view on TCS post its first quarter numbers.
Whatever earnings we've seen for FY24 last year, fourth quarter, we had penciled in a target of somewhere close to about 4,300 and beyond. I think with these numbers, there looks to be a possibility of a little bit of upward revision for the target price. But again, you know, things have started to improve. One needs to be, a little bit cautious in terms of expecting great numbers in the second, third quarter. Like I said, you know, improvement is there, and possibly that speed is going to be a little bit more as we go into the second quarter and possibly third quarter and fourth quarter. But I hope that the dark side is done and dusted for the IT sector. Wipro, if I have to compare Wipro, Infosys, TCS, and if you have to ask me my choice of preference, then it would be TCS, Infosys and Wipro.
That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you on Monday at the same time. Have a great weekend.